This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. It's winter in the grassland around our home near the banks of the Ojalote. There are days when the sun seems constantly behind a gray blanket of clouds, and I can never get warm. My nose has constant drops of moisture that fall from my face, and not an attractive sight, but short of stuffing Kleenex up each nostril, I see no way to stop the flow. On a day when the sun came out of hiding for a few moments, I found myself standing next to a roadrunner, feathers fluffed and back to the sun, just like me, both of us solar collecting in order to keep on working. Some late mornings in a field of plants, I hear cranes ascending from nearby cornfields, and the flocks, you know, they fly these zany crossing patterns overhead before heading to Wilcox Playa to loaf and preen by shallow water. On days when I'm home, I wait until the temperatures hit the 40s before I trot across the grassland, still in shorts, but layers on top. And one day I realized I actually had 4 shirts on, and I was still cold. What a wimp. And sometimes, you know, after a mile or two on a run, I've been known to mentally drift off and think of other things. The running is mechanical, and I'm off in la-la land. And on this run, I was trying to remember the words to a song I'd written, how did that go? Believe me, oh yeah, that's how, believe me when I say, and then 15 javelina busted out from under a couple of large mesquites and scattered across the land. Critics. So much for Petey Mosquiti, cautious observer of wildlife. La 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 la. But I did remember that when a group of collared peccaries, javelina, when they scatter like that, they'll come back looking for one another. If they leave, you know, all together, like in an orderly fashion, almost in a straight line, they're gone. But if they scatter, they come back and try to regroup. So I wasn't setting any land speed records on that day, and I took a few minutes to peer from behind a wait-a-minute bush as peccaries regrouped. They have terrible eyesight, so maybe they smell one another, and goodness knows they do smell. Collared peccaries, javelina, dicotyles, tajiku are very, very cool animals whose range seems ever-expanding northward across Arizona. They're rural, they're urban, they're wild. People love them, people hate them. Some folks invite them into their houses. That's true. And others chase them from their houses. On a recent Christmas morning, I started a 4-layered trot across a very cold grassland, and as I approached the mesquites, I heard something squawking. It sounded like something dying. I sneaked around the mesquites, and the baby javelina stood there barking, squawking, whining, and bumping into the trunk of a mesquite. I looked around, and in the distance, I saw a line of javelina disappearing into the riparian corridor of the Ojalote. I kneeled by the tree and saw where the group had slept in 2 dug-out dirt bowls. In one lay the frozen sibling of the peccary that was now bumping my leg and grunting. I waited for a while, you know, a long while, quietly knowing that that group wasn't going to come back. And when I picked that baby peccary up, I knew I'd regret it. Smash it with a rock or let nature take its course, our friend Sandy shouted over the phone. She owns and operates the Greyhawk Nature Center along the San Pedro River and is no nonsense. Oh, you know, Christmas morning, we all of us being Ms. Mosquiti, her dad was there, Dida, and our visiting daughter, Sarah, we all agreed that that tiny collared peccary was one of the most beautiful creatures we'd ever seen. And I put it out where that herd had disappeared into the creek bed, and we let it stay out there for several hours, whining, squawking, bumping into trunks. I finally slipped out of the 1991 Marvelette and went to that baby peccary, and I killed it. And for the umpteenth time in my life, a piece of my heart felt ripped away as I lay that little body next to its sibling under the mesquite, and drops of moisture fell from my face onto its body. And I saw no way to stop the flow, as I said over and over again. The desert is beautiful. The desert is beautiful. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.